Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has the state of Delaware to herself today. Here she is campaigning in Wilmington this afternoon.
Now, there's a primary election here tomorrow, and I'm excited. I'm excited to have the chance to compete here in the presidential primary.
Delaware is one of five Northeast states voting tomorrow, and for the first time in a while, Democrats and Republicans have been campaigning there because, of course, the presidential nominations are still up in the air. Joining us from Wilmington is Mark Eichmann from Here and Now contributor WHYY. Mark, welcome.
Thanks. Glad to be with you.
So I feel like I just said this about Connecticut, which is voting today, tomorrow as well, but presidential candidates don't campaign where you are often. But here's Donald Trump. He drew a few thousand people to a rally on Friday.
So we have 378 entities registered in the state of Delaware, meaning that I pay you a lot of money, folks. I don't feel at all guilty, okay?
Okay, Mark, so set this up for us a little bit. It is common for companies out of state to register in Delaware. Bernie Sanders has been critical of this as well. Is it actually an issue on the campaign trail?
Well, they're sort of making it an issue, at least to this audience here in Delaware. You know, Donald Trump, obviously, a businessman, has a lot of corporations founded here in Delaware that have their P.O. box here and can take advantage of the state's tax laws. And because of that, Delaware gets a lot of money for its budget from these corporations who decide to set up shop here, at least on paper. And because of that, Bernie Sanders supporters certainly would point out that that's kind of puts the state, makes the state a little bit beholden to those corporations, and that ought not to be the way it is from Trump's perspective and Trump supporters. That certainly helps the state out and makes so Delaware residents don't have to pay as much when it comes to taxes. The state has no sales tax, and the corporations that are here are a big part of that reason why. So it's kind of just a divide between at least those two, certainly, on corporations and the importance or over-importance of them.
Well, Delaware is a blue state. Not a ton of delegates at stake here, about 21 for Democrats, 16 on the Republican side. What is motivating people in Delaware to get to the polls?
Well, it's an actual chance to have a voice this time around compared to 2 years past, like you mentioned, like Connecticut. You know, Delaware doesn't typically see we've seen Trump on Friday. Bernie Sanders was here over the weekend. Hillary in town today. That's really a rare trifecta of three candidates who are in the running still coming to Delaware. And the chance to get that, have a voice and have a say in that with every delegate really making a difference or has the potential to make a difference in this race is kind of getting Delaware voters excited to play a role in this. Late April primary is pretty late in the game. It's usually decided by now, not this year, at least especially on the Democratic side. It's a little bit tighter here than on the Republican side. It seems like Trump is favored to win tomorrow. Hillary has an edge on Bernie Sanders from the limited polling that we've seen, but it's still a contest.
Yeah. Well, you've also got your hometown politician celebrity there, Vice President Joe Biden, who has not endorsed anyone yet. It doesn't look like he's going to before this race tomorrow. But Mark Eichmann, reporter, producer for Here and Now member station WHYY's weekly TV news magazine. First, thank you very much.
Thank you.